You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, during student-led pro-Palestine protests, a student at Otago University was arrested. Footage later posted by Student Justice for Palestine Otago showed property damage occurred when excessive force was used by campus security, not pro-Palestine students. The group says campus security ignored student safety in an attempt to block protesters from staging a peaceful sit-in at the university clock tower. I spoke to Student Justice for Palestine Otago spokesperson Liz about the footage of campus security using force against students, as well as why they were protesting in the first place. Can you explain why Otago students rallied for Palestine last week?
So Otago Students for Justice in Palestine, our three main demands since May have been for the university to cut all ties to the apartheid state of Israel. So things like academic ties, scholarships, any relationships with businesses that directly fund the IDF, so including buying new products like HP laptops. We want to endorse the international BDS movement, so that's Boycott, Divest and Sanctions. So that's essentially the big international movement that's calling what I just explained, cutting all ties to Israel. And finally, we want to condemn those universities that have called on police to violently remove protesters from their campuses. So we're really emphasizing solidarity amongst other student groups as well. And so last Wednesday, we tried to sit in the clock tower, kind of, as I suppose, a step up from our previous rallies where we've just been marching to the clock tower. We were planning to sit in there until we got a meeting directly with Grant Robertson to explain our demands, but obviously, we never got that far.
Well, that's my next question. There's a video now of student protesters facing off with campus security. What's happening in this video?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a bit of a scuffle for sure. So three of our front-facing members were trying to hold the door open, essentially. We did make a rush for the door because we realised that they were about to slam them in our faces. So that's how we ended up, quite literally jammed between the door. And there were two members of Campus Watch there and also our proctor as well. Really, really right off the bat, super aggressive. In a way that we prepared for, but really, really weren't expecting to actually face. A few of our members, quite literally got stuck trying to hold the door open and were being shoved backwards, quite harshly by Campus Watch. Having them yell in their faces as well, which was unexpected. There's a subtitled version of the video that makes it clearer, but one of our members was saying, I can't move. He was quite literally being pressed against the door. And the proctor says, oh, yes, you can. It was not a result that was entirely unexpected, but was pretty disappointing and a little bit shocking on our part, to be honest.
And what has the response been since the video circulated online?
We got pretty much a cut and paste response from the university. So allegedly Grant Robertson, Vice Chancellor, said something along the lines of, we respect students' right to peacefully protest, but this protest crossed the line. The vandalism, so being the glass breaking that you can see in that video. Unfortunately, that is quite literally a cut and paste response from Tony Ballantyne, the acting vice chancellor last year when there was a similar protest. That disappointed us quite a lot as well, as it's pretty clear in the video that the vandalism wasn't committed by any of our students. It was clearly an accident, but it happened because a Campus Watch member pulled one of our photographers so violently that he stumbled backwards and went crashing through the glass door. The video makes that very, very clear. So, the university did get in first with that statement, but we've been quite appreciative news outlets taking our feedback on board as well. We managed to reach out pretty quickly and get an amended side of the story out there, I suppose.
Has the university responded to your demands at all?
Not at all. So there was an open letter put through by staff, calling on very similar things, the university to endorse the BDS movement. So we've been pushing for the same things, but coming from a student level. We did see that reply to the open letter, but there's never been any reply directly to us. Despite having a meeting with some members of senior leadership, it took them months to get back to us, and they never gave us a formal response to our demands. So no, there hasn't been anything from the university yet.
And what are your next steps from here?
Our next steps, probably, honestly, we really want to have a sit-down with Campus Watch and also with senior staff to talk about what happened. because beyond this issue, yeah, it was just completely unacceptable to us the way that Wednesday went down. It was just out of line. Yeah, the response from Campus Watch, they're supposed to be pastoral, they're supposed to be keeping students safe. So that's our immediate next step, and we are going to continue putting pressure on the university, taking actions, things like performance art, some of the things coming up for us, because this issue is so much bigger than us. Conservative estimates are that the death toll is at 41,000 in Gaza, and that is, yeah, incredibly conservative estimates. We're not going to stop. We're not going to stop asking, because we consider this essentially the least the university can do in the face of a genocide, yeah, to use what little power it has to stop, directly funding a genocide, as it were.
That was Liz from Student Justice for Palestine, Otago, on why students were protesting the university and footage of campus security using force against the student protesters.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.